This is a Pod Dealers Network podcast.
So it's day 50, and still no word from Rhapsody. Spirits are still high, though. I actually almost thought I heard from her the other day, and turned out to just be a DoorDash commercial, but is what it is. I'm a patient man.
What is TWS podcast, episode, whatever, who cares at this point?
Bar.
The rant of the vindicated.
It's my podcast and I do what I want to.
People, listen.
Word, is it still live?
It's not working for me, Rip. We're gonna keep going.
I know I changed my voice at work.
Bars on the radio.
What is TWS podcast?
I'm ready.
I feel like the end is
staring at my watch and I'm feeling so new school.
Suicide attempts, how many tries to take?
Damn, ready.
Put me at ease, you the woman I need, but where is she?
Where is he? The man who was just like me. I heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. Where is he? The man who was just like me. Heard he was hiding somewhere I can't see. And I'm alone, and I realize that when I get home, I wanna love
my red and my cherry. I did it again, but no apologies. Anyway, welcome to another episode of the What Is TWS podcast. As always, I'm your boy, J.Dot Flan, representing the White Pants Society. And I'd like to thank you for taking a moment of your time to, sit and chill with me. Let's conversate. Let's talk through some stuff. You could be anywhere else in the world, but you're here with me, and I appreciate it. Man, it's been a lot going on with me lately. Man, I don't even really know where to start. I don't even know what the main topic for this episode is going to be. Shit just been crazy. First and foremost, get this out of the way. If you know Rhapsody, like, I'm just saying, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, mention me. Say something. Put a bug in the ear, you know? I don't know. Thanks in advance. I appreciate you. Anyway, man. All right, we'll go through the usual stuff. I got to give you the Chef Elise update. We had our visit like we do weekly. I love my time with my sweet pea. And, but this, this week, I feel kind of bad. I didn't really have any serious activity planned for us. We didn't do, a recipe or anything like that. We had our usual, smoothie tea party, pinkies up. That's our thing these days, got the pinkies up from, SpongeBob, so. Yeah, I'm loving that. Like, she watches the show and she's like pulling stuff from it. So we good on the smoothie tea party. I made a pretty basic dinner. That it seemed like she was happy with. Nothing to even discuss. I do want to say, like, her knife skills are getting better. And don't judge me. Like, they're kid safe knives. I wouldn't do that. I'm not an animal. But she did her own little thing. This week she cut the top off a strawberry and then she like carved a little hole in the bottom half and then put a mini chocolate chip in the hole, right? Follow me. Then she finally chopped up the pieces that she cut out to make the hole and she packed that on top of the chocolate chip. She called that jam. And then she put the top of the strawberry back on. And it was a strawberry jar treat. You open the jar and, bam. It's pretty fucking dope. Like, just straight off the dome, like, freestyling at five. Like, she's five. It's crazy. I don't know. I feel like it was dope. I'm a proud dad. Chef Elise, be looking out for the food truck. It's coming. What else? Man, oh, okay. All right, so I need to do this. I need to discuss this. All right, if you follow me on Twitter, which most of you don't, but if you follow me on Twitter, my personal account, not the What Is TWS account, I had a little episode the other day, if that's what we call it, and I may have tweeted a few things that I feel like I shouldn't have. I don't know. I really walked away from it like feeling like Kanye and not in the good way, like. No, not in a good way at all. But yeah, I was having an episode. And so, all right, I've talked about newly being diagnosed recently as bipolar, and that's like it's just coloring a lot of things for me. It's kind of bringing things to light. You know, when certain situations happen, I'm more aware of what's going on with me than maybe I was in the past. And so I was having, a manic episode, and not hypomanic to be exact. You know, I'm bipolar too, so I don't really have manic episodes. They call it hypomania, less than mania, I guess, is the to be exact, you know, the exact definition of the term. And I did say that in the tweets. Like, I did say this is hypomania. Like, I'm reading up on shit. Like, it's hypomania. I had a visit with my doctor this morning, and he actually, you know, corrected me again, you know, making sure I understood it was hypomania, because, like, manic episodes, like, real mania, usually ends up in, like, the hospital or worse. Like, there's no real good endings to true manic episodes. And so, mine was, you know, I think at the most, maybe I'm a bit embarrassed, but for the most part, you know, I'm safe. I ain't do nothing to nobody. Everybody good. But fuck it, man. I was feeling however I was feeling that morning. And at the time, it seemed like it would be a good idea to talk it through on social media. Like, that was my mindset. Like, I'm going through this. I'm finally aware that I'm going through this. And maybe I could talk it out, you know, and it might help somebody. Now, to paint the picture, so you know, it's clear like what was happening. At that point, this was early in the morning. This might have been like 8. Well, I say early, but it might have been like 8, 9 o'clock in the morning. And at that point, I had been up all night, and then like right around like 7 a.m., I got like this huge rush of just like adrenaline and energy. It was to the point where I was like sitting at my desk in front of my computer, and like my leg wouldn't stop jumping. Like I was just like, I was listening to way too hype music and like bobbing my head. Like I was having a moment, and I started to like realize like, shit, like this is not normal. Like, you haven't been to sleep, and here it is, you know, 8 a.m. and you like, you trying to take over the world. Like, all the ideas was flooding in. I was like working on snippet videos for the episode. I was talking to a homie on like a voice chat. I was doing some actual work that I guess I should have been doing. I was just doing a little bit of everything, and all at the same time. And so, you know, I realized, like, shit, I'm in the middle of one of these episodes. And I really just, like, once you become aware of something like that, like, I really just wanted to talk about it. Like, I think in the episode, I just wanted to talk. Like, you know, dude I was chatting with, like, I'm sending them paragraphs, and I'm telling them, like, something's wrong, dude. Like, normally I keep it pretty curt, you know, whatever. I answer a question, you ask me a question, bop, answer, doom. That's what it is. Like, I'm sending back, like, paragraphs. And, like, at the end of every paragraph, I got to say, like, if that even makes sense. Because I realize while writing it, that the shit is just, it's just crazy. And that's where I was. And so, yeah, I just really wanted to talk. And then, I don't know. I got the bright idea to start tweeting. Like, I probably should just call my mom or something, but, you know, I don't know. That smart ass idea wasn't there at the moment. Tweeting seemed like the thing to do. So that's what I did. And, yeah, I think I even tweeted at some point that, like, I was consciously stopping myself from posting everything, that I wanted to say. And that's like no bullshit. Like, I was legit, you know, in my head, like, come on, bro. Chill, nah, don't do that. That's, you're gonna make it worse. You know, anytime you're trying to explain why you sound crazy, you just sound crazier, homie. Like, just let it go. Like, chill, just ride this shit out. Chill, it's gonna be all right, you know, whatever. But it was too late. I had already posted a few things, so I apologize. You know, I don't know, you may be wondering exactly what I'm apologizing for, but I guess basically for me, like, I hate the people who didn't give a shit about something until it affected them, and then all of a sudden they want to be the spokesperson for it. Like, and I hate that shit. And that's kind of how I feel I was coming off. Like, you know, like, let me teach everybody about being bipolar and blibby 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 blah. I mean, that's that's how I felt that I was coming off. And like, you know, 2 weeks ago, I had never said the word. Like, I don't know. So yeah, it wasn't my intention to come across that way. That's how I feel I came across. But I definitely, with that experience, I do kind of sympathize with folks that we see kind of lose it online. Because at the time, it all made sense. Like, it all clearly made sense in my head. And I had really lost a lot of impulse control. Like you know, I don't know. I tell you, I was fighting myself. Like it felt like trying to hold somebody back that's at that rage point in a fight, and they just want to like push through whatever obstacle you put in front of them to get back to that person to keep that fight going. Like, that's what it felt like. Except that, like, I was the dude that wanted to fight. I was the dude he was fighting, and I was the friend trying to hold him back all at the same time. Like, that's what was going on in my head, man. Like, shit got weird. But yeah, my bad for whatever it is I was doing. I don't know what to call it. And I guess I'd also like to apologize for Kanye for involving him unnecessarily. That wasn't cool. But I'm going to work really hard to try to choose calling my mom in the future, not do that. I just needed to get it off my chest. Thank you for sitting through that. Let's see what else. All right, so to circle all the way back, let's bring it back to the intro song. Because I am starting to go back to like picking those songs purposefully. They get me geared up to do the episode. Like, I'll be sitting here like, man, I don't know if I could do this. Like, I don't know what I'm gonna talk about for 30 minutes. And then like, by the time the song finishes playing and I'm singing the end of it, like, I'm in the mode to chat. So yeah, the intro song was Cherry Wine by Nas featuring Amy Winehouse. And the history behind it, this is a long-winded story. The history behind it, I was in a situationship, whatever you want. I got that from another song. I was in a situationship a while back with a woman right around the time that this album came out. So this is got to be a while back. I think we're talking like 8, 9, maybe 10 years. I don't know. I'm getting that old. But hold on. Let me back up a little bit more than that. I don't know if I've ever said this on the show before. I'm pretty sure when Rich was doing the show, we talked about this. But I'm like a huge Jay-Z fan. Like, huge Jay-Z fan. If you ask me, J1. Now, you know what I'm talking about. It's not up for debate. We don't got to go no further. So at the point where this album came out and I was in this situationship, I had reached, like, I was off the Nas train. Like, people always wanted to have that Jay versus Nas conversation with me. And it had reached a point where it was like how I feel about the Cowboys. Like, if I'm being perfectly honest, I don't really have an issue with the Cowboys. It's Cowboy fans that I can't stand. And so therefore, I want the Cowboys to lose so that they'll shut the fuck up. Right? So I don't generally dislike the team, because if they ain't playing us, why should I care? But I don't want to hear all that bullshit. So the Cowboys get the hate, I guess. I digress. But Nas fans, you know, had kind of turned me off to his music completely. I was tired of having the conversation and, you know, tired of having the debate about who was better. To me, Jay was clearly better. Why are we talking about this? So anyway, the woman I was talking to, we would have conversations about music all the time. Not the Jay and Nas conversation, but just conversations all the time. And I think I've said this before, like, if you really want to connect with me, that's the way. Like, talk to me about music. Like, that's where you really get into something I'm interested in, something that I'll talk a lot about, tap into maybe some emotions, you know, I don't know. That's definitely the way, you know, to get me out of my shell. And I don't know. And this was a woman that, like, I really was feeling like I really wanted this to work. Like, I really wanted this. She was gorgeous, clearly out of my league. You know, I didn't know what I was doing, but fuck it. You know, I played the Lakers, you know, 5-on-5 just to say I was on the court with LeBron. Like, I ain't expecting to win, but it's going to be a story I could tell for the rest of my life. So that's how I felt. Like, I felt like I'm overmatched. I'm in the game. Like, so fuck it. Like, why not? Anyway. So the album came out and, she wanted to talk about it. And I was playing it kind of like, you know, I don't know, like I'm not, you know, it's other music out there that I'm more interested in. You know, I'm kind of off dude, you know, I know what to expect from him. It's not my thing. I don't want to hear any more of that. You know, I'll probably get around to it, but I get around to it whenever. Like it wasn't important to me. And she was really talking to me about this album. Like, you know, she thought it was good. And then she, you know, she got around to the Cherry Wine song. And, you know, she's playing it, you know, wherever she is. She got around to Cherry Wine. And I guess she played it a couple times. And then she told me, like, that it made her think of me. Now, if I had just listened to the fucking song, I would have got the message. But I was so biased, like, about my opinion about Nas or about Nas fans or whatever, that I didn't even take the time to listen to the song. Like, I had already decided in my mind it wasn't worth paying attention to, so I ain't even fucking do it. I was just like, oh, really? Word? You know, whatever. Like, I just brushed it off. Fast forward, you know, I ended up in a situation with her where I was probably playing it, you know, too shy, not aggressive enough, because I really didn't think, you know, I had a shot, like I was saying. And she was probably thinking, I told this dude I was feeling him, and he acting like he hesitant about, like, pushing the button. Like, fuck. So, yeah, I pretty much biased my way out of a possible dope-ass relationship. But, yeah, man, bias is something I'm thinking about a lot right now. I wasn't listening to what she was trying to tell me because I thought I already knew. You know, I already knew what she was saying. Like, I already knew what she was trying to talk to me about. So there was no point in me actually putting the work into listening to what she was saying and understanding what she was saying. I'm so smart, I already knew. And that's just a big theme that I'm seeing around me right now. Like, especially when, like, the way we communicate is textual, you know, in most cases. And if you walk into any conversation, you know, with colored glasses on, like thinking you have some idea about what, you know, what the person is going to say or whatever, it's not enough information in just text to defeat that bias that you walk in with. So you'll be reading some shit the exact wrong way, like, you know, not at all how they intended it. You're reading it how you expected it to sound, not necessarily the way it was sent. You know, Key and Peele did like a whole sketch on that, and it's hilarious, but it's sadly true. And I see that a lot these days. I'm trying to check that, you know, with myself. But yeah, you know, I think, you know, we need to be aware of, like, in our daily interaction, like, how much backstory, you know, we add to conversations. How much backstory do we add to, you know, how we interact with people? You know, how many assumptions do we make? And then think about, you know, what you may be missing out on by not being open-minded. You know, what you may not get a chance to hear because you don't feel like hearing it, or you don't think it's worth you hearing. You know, for me personally, it cost me a shot at one of the baddest joints I ever known. Like, damn, that's regrets. But anyway, and I think it's costing, I don't know, the greater, it's costing the nation probably a shot at unity. Like, I did a live stream with my homie months back, and we were getting comments from this dude, and it just so happened that his avatar was like a Trump 2020 flag. And I think, you know, half an hour into, like, the thing, it started to hit me that we really are agreeing with each other, but I'm approaching them like an enemy because that's, like, that's the space I went to just based off that flag. Like, maybe if I was actually listening to him, I don't know, I can't say if he was listening to me or not. Can't get in that man's head. But I know I was. I know I was hearing everything like it was coming from a Trump supporter, and I was responding to it like I was talking to a Trump supporter, you know. And I was, but I wasn't listening. So, yeah, man, I don't know. I wonder if we could be more aware of that, you know, almost the same way I had this experience where I'm in one of these hypomanic episodes, and for the first time I was aware of it. And so now I can see, I can go back and I can look at how I handled it and what I was thinking and what I was trying to do and what it was doing to me. And if we just become more aware of some of the biases that we hold and the way we use those biases in our daily interactions and what we may be missing out on because we're not really looking at something or really listening to something or really participating in that moment because we've decided in our head what that moment already is. We're already in the future. I don't know. These are my thoughts at 2:30 in the morning. Yeah, I know I'm late this week, people, and I apologize. I was going through some things, as you can hear. But you know what they say, better late than never. All right, so this is the time for the usual call. I don't think I've ever done that in 185 episodes, like flat out blatantly used the episode title like during the in the script. I don't know, it seemed like a fun thing to do. But the usual calls to action. If you like what you heard today, please subscribe. And if you're feeling super generous, leave me a rating and a review. If you didn't like it, I'm guessing you don't want to subscribe. But I still like your feedback. So leave me a review if you want to tell me how dumb this shit was. If you're looking for fitness or nutrition guidance, please check out my homie Zaya Fitness on Instagram. Z-A-Y-A-H Fitness. He is the guru. He actually got me to try some vegan bacon, which I believe is blasphemy, but yeah, it is what it is. Moving forward, if you're looking for ways to be impactful during these times, please check out ttcharities.org, ttcharities.org. Donate what you can, time, money, books, clothes, even a like and a share goes a long way. So ttcharities.org. Also, I got merch, coupon code hoodie season, HOODIESZN. It's still in effect. It'll get you 20% off your entire order. So you can find all the merch, hoodies, t-shirts, hats. I got wall art, all kinds of, yeah, I put the logo on everything. But anyway, but you can find the store at whatistws.com/store. But, that's all I got for this week. Appreciate you. Until we speak again, y'all be safe, y'all be the light, and be easy. And you know I had to make sure Jay got the last word. Holla.
I brought my sand to the beach, hopped out the land with the sheep, skin rugs on the floor, we hug, made love on the seats. We tried to hide in the hills, we watched the sky turn peach. Summer's light, like summer's night, it's like Christ's masterpiece. She tastes like Corona Light, sweet, even the lime got a squeeze. She gave me a little swig to chase behind my Wii. If I could stay in her hair forever, that'd be fine by me. I don't have no concept of time, even with a rose gold concept on me. I remember summer nights.